This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, March 4th. Good morning. I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. UC Davis gets $25 million ag tech boost. CCA counters claim road fees bill. Subbasin to leave Sigma probation, and Dems and GOP sparring on the farm bill. UC Davis has received a $25 million transformative gift that bolsters its global leadership in agriculture technology and innovation. The bequest from the estate of late philanthropist Dan Best honors the legacy of his grandfather, C.L. Best, a pioneering agriculture innovator and founding leader of Caterpillar Tractor Company, whose early track-type tractor designs helped to reshape modern farming. The two-part gift allocates $12 million to establish three endowed chairs in the Department of Biological and Agricultural Engineering and $12.5 million to create the CL Best Innovation in Agriculture Fund. The fund will support student scholarships, faculty and staff research, and faculty improvements. UC Davis Chancellor Gary May said the gift will strengthen the university's role in addressing critical challenges in food, water, and sustainability while educating future leaders in the field. The donation arrives as UC Davis prepares to open the Resnick Center for Agriculture Innovation this fall, advancing work in robotics, sensing, AI, big data, and plant science. The center's robotics suite will be named the CL Best Agricultural Innovation Robotics and Sensing Suite in tribute to the Best family legacy. Senate Republican lawmakers are escalating criticism of AB 1421 portraying the measure as a stepping stone toward a new mileage-based tax on California drivers. GOP leaders argue the bill, which directs further study of a potential road user charge system, signals Democrats' intent to track miles driven and impose new fees on motorists already paying some of the highest fuel taxes in the nation. Assembly Republicans have framed the proposal as a, quote, hidden tax and warned it could disproportionately impact rural residents who must drive longer distances for work, school, and essential services. The California Cattlemen's Association pushing back on what it calls misinformation surrounding the bill, which it is strongly backing. In an update to members, CCA emphasized that the legislation is not proposing any new taxes or fees and, quote, merely authorizes additional research into road use fees. CCA notes the state faces a projected $31 billion in roadway maintenance shortfall over the next decade as gas tax revenues decline, adding that electric vehicle owners currently pay a flat $118 annual road improvement fee, while gas-powered vehicle owners pay about $300 per year in average on gas taxes. The group also stated, quote, it will strongly oppose any future legislative or regulatory measures which propose increased taxes or fees for agriculture producers and rural drivers. State Water Board staff are recommending the Delta Mendota subbasin be referred back to the Department of Water Resources for regular Sigma oversight, a move that could shift the basin out of the heightened scrutiny. In a new assessment, staff concluded the basin's 23 groundwater sustainability agencies have made significant progress with addressing deficiencies that previously triggered intervention, including a unified plan and steps to monitor quality and for interconnected surface water impacts. The recommendation kicks off a 30-day public comment period ahead of the board's April 7th meeting, when members could adopt a resolution to return jurisdiction to DWR. Farm bill deliberations got off to a raucous start in the overnight last night. a marathon of opening statements teed up further debate this week on tariffs, food costs, farm economics, nutrition assistance, and pesticide safety. House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson opened by defending the Republican-led bill from attacks by the panel's top-ranking Democrat, Angie Craig. Thompson said the absence of investment in anti-hunger programs like SNAP was due in part to an inability to engage Democrats on how to pay for such spending. While we have not abandoned these priorities, more work is needed to ensure these investments are responsibly funded, Thompson said. Craig said only 10% of Democratic priorities are in the bill. She and others also went after President Donald Trump's trade policies for hurting ag producers. Despite the administration's claims all is not well in farm country, Craig said in an opening salvo against the legislation. Craig decried what she calls, quote, poison pills, including pesticide provisions sought by major manufacturers like Bayer and supported by major farm groups. Representative Jim McGovern called the bill, quote, one giveaway after another to the pesticide companies. The Massachusetts Democrat said the legislation clashes with the Make America Healthy Again movement. Your farm bill makes food less healthy and more expensive, McGovern said. In short, your farm bill is a betrayal of MAHA. Democrat Representative Jim Costa of California repeated his call for Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins to appear before the committee and explain the USDA's plan to reorganize the agency across five states. He assailed the plan for not including California, the country's biggest ag producer and exporter. Democratic Representative Alma Adams of North Carolina said more farms are at risk of going under. Not exactly the golden age that was promised, she said. You can follow our coverage of farm bill debate at agripulse.com. Republicans also said farm bankruptcies are a concern. Other common ground included agreement that farm input prices are too high and interest rates as well. Craig noted bipartisan provisions in the farm bill. These include expanding rural broadband access, boosting USDA loan limits, and making crop insurance more affordable for veterans. Thompson stressed that his proposed bill would improve conservation programs. Representative Kat Kamick of Florida said at one point during the meeting that there had been, quote, an incredible amount of blaming being thrown around the room and pointing of fingers, which administration to blame. You know, the farm economy is hurting. Candidly, our producers don't care who broke it. They just want it fixed. Here's today's final word. It really can't be understated how essential it is for the livestock industry that we properly fund our transportation system. At the word of Kirk Wilbur, Vice President at California Cattlemen's Association, and a Cal Matters article on AB 1421. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, March 4th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.